You experienced intense isolation yourself as an astronaut. That's not something we usually hear about. What can you tell us about your experience?
Yeah, so I would say that I was actually a short-duration astronaut. So I flew for 16 days on the space shuttle Columbia. And ours was a very busy mission. But it wasn't the intense isolation that people are experiencing for long-duration space flights or for being months at a time in Antarctica or what people are experiencing now. Living in isolation, confined with just a few other people, is a challenging thing to do. And it can be done successfully, but it often leads to things like, you know, interpersonal conflict, stress, or a low mood. And so what we've been working on is to develop self-help tools that people can use on their own, at their own time, anonymously, to give them tips and skills to deal with these kind of things.
So tell me more about how it got developed, and is it something that continues to be developed as it get informed by new research as time goes on?
We have it deployed to the Antarctic stations, the Australian Antarctic stations, where it's being used there to get their feedback on, you know, how they use it, what content they like, what other content they would want to have. It got started because I've been very interested in the barriers to long-duration spaceflight, and one of the barriers is the psychological challenge. It's really tough, you know, as I said, to be isolated, confined with a small group of people. So the programs themselves are based on what's called cognitive behavioral principles, which, as the name suggests, have to do with cognitions or how you're thinking about your situation, which is very important, and behaviors, what actions you're taking in order to deal with the situation you're in.
So you don't have to be an astronaut to get some benefits from this.
You don't, because the situations that people experience, it's not so much the space flight, it's the isolation and confinement. Mm-hmm. And that I think a lot of people could get some benefit.
But let's talk about some of the effects that isolation can have on someone.
So, I mean, I think one thing that can happen is that if you're, you know, at home with just some other family members or roommates or whatever, it may create a situation where, you know, you have some things that people don't agree about, or people are getting on each other's nerves, or they haven't really worked out some things about who's doing what around the house and how are things supposed to run. And those kind of conflicts can really get out of hand if people, you know, don't manage them well. So there's a whole section on conflict, about how to think about how conflicts developed, how to communicate, you know, well, so that you're not inflaming a situation. And then also how to negotiate in situations where the relationships matter. Because when we're isolated like this, we're with people who we really care about and who are important to us. And so those long-term relationships matter, and we need to be able to deal with these disputes in a way that isn't going to, you know, blow up that relationship in the process. So those are some of the skills that are there for the conflict session.
What about people who are completely isolated alone, living alone?
Yeah, that's tough. That is tough. And I think what we have in the mood program is based on problem-solving treatment, is what it's called. And there the idea is to help people think about problems that they have some control over. Because often what can happen, people start to feel hopeless, they're disengaged, they just stop working on things. And so the idea is to help people see what are some problems that they have control over that they could work on in a reasonable amount of time, that there aren't a lot of barriers to solving, and then focus coming up with a set of brainstorm some solutions and then come up with an action plan. And those kind of things can really help people who are experiencing mood problems for being isolated.
Dr. Jay Buckey, former astronaut and now professor of medicine at the Geisel School of Medicine at Dartmouth College. Thank you so much.
Thank you.